The Guardian.
If you could give the book of your choice to anyone, historical or contemporary, which book would you choose? And who would you give it to? That's the question we're putting to our favourite authors in their favourite bookshops. This podcast is presented in association with National Book Tokens.
My name's Sadaqat Qadri. I'm a barrister at Doughty Street Chambers. I specialise in constitutional law, human rights, and I've written a book called Heaven on Earth, A Journey Through Sharia Law, which is, in its first half, a history of the development of Islamic law over the last 1,400 years. And in the second half, it's a kind of travelogue. I travel from my father's birthplace in northern India through Pakistan and Iran and Turkey, Syria, end up in Egypt, looking at how Sharia law, how Islamic law is understood today by Muslims. My favourite bookshop, I'm going to slightly cheat here, it's a bookshop that doesn't quite still exist. It's Foyles, but in its earlier chaotic incarnation. I mean, it's been revamped for the 21st century, and it's pretty much like most bookshops today. But I remember it in the 1990s. You could just get lost there. I mean, the staff seemed to get lost there. You'd wander around and you just find cashiers who hadn't left the shop for the last 20 years, it seemed like. It was the place that you'd go if you were looking for a book that no one else had stocked, that perhaps no one else had even heard of. And I went there once. I was looking, this is a confession, I was looking for a book by David Irvine, the extreme right-wing historian, and no other bookshop in London wanted to touch it, but Foyles, reliably enough, had it. And I found it, and I spent ages looking for a cashier to pay for it. And it's my eternal regret that I eventually found one, because if there's one book in my life that I would have wanted to steal and not give royalties to the author, it would have been that book by David Irvine. But unfortunately, I paid for it. Anyway, that's my favourite bookstore. The best gift of a book that I've received, this is a difficult one, because any time someone gives you a book, it's nice, because they're engaging with your mind. I mean, sometimes you have to worry about what they're saying about your mind, if they're giving you a self-help manual or something like that. But any gift is nice. I was tempted to choose the very first book that I remember being given, which was by Tove Jansson, Comet in Muminland, which I read when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I seem to remember. I mean, it's an amazing book. It's a combination of a love story, a buddy story. It involves Moomin Troll and Sniff. They're traveling to the Lonely Mountains because they've heard that Moomin Valley is going to be destroyed by a comet, and they have all sorts of adventures on the way, and then they get back. I'm not going to spoil the ending for anyone who hasn't read it yet, but it involves a squashed cake. But it's an amazing book. I really recommend it. But that isn't the book I'm going to choose. Well, the book that I'll choose instead is something that I was given while researching my current book. It was given to me by Asma Jahangir, who's a human rights lawyer in Pakistan. And it's called The Hudood Ordinances, A Divine Sanction? And the question mark is extremely important. The Hudood Ordinances are the laws that were passed by General ضیاء-الحق in the 1980s, which enforced things like stoning for adultery, amputation for theft, lashings for intoxication. And she has worked in this field. She set up the first legal aid centre in the 1980s for women. And she writes this book, which just makes it very, very clear that there's nothing eternal about the way that these punishments are applied today. They're the product of cynical political manipulation. She's walked the walk as well as talked the talk. Her life's been threatened on countless occasions. The sister who she wrote it with, Hina Jilani, was almost shot dead once for representing a client. The only reason she wasn't was because the gunman ran out of bullets. It's a very difficult book to get hold of, but if you can get hold of it, I very much recommend it. The historical figure that I choose would be Franz Kafka, who I've loved for a very long time. I mean, most people know his work. Considerably fewer people have read it, but it's actually remarkably funny. Kafka himself used to crack up in laughter when he used to read it in cafes in Prague. As is reasonably well known, he asked in his will that his friend Max Brod burn all his manuscripts after his death. And when he died, I think he was 40 years old, when he died of tuberculosis, Max Brod got all these manuscripts, but he thankfully refused to obey the instructions. I'd want to give Kafka a copy of The Trial. The Trial is about Joseph K., who is arrested one day for something that he's done, but he doesn't know what it is, and he's subject to a series of ever-escalating procedures, which, and it all looks as though things are going to turn out very, very badly for Joseph K. In the version of the book that was published, they do turn out very badly for Josef K. But Kafka never wrote a final chapter, and I'd love to give him a copy of the trial and just find out what he thinks. I suspect there wouldn't have been a happy ending, but it would be very interesting to find out from Kafka himself how he would have proposed to end it.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.